AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump has landed in Switzerland for the World Economic Forum after being delayed by a minor electrical issue that forced him to return to Washington and switch planes. The president is expected to deliver an address in the next few hours. The Board of Peace is also expected to be widely discussed at Davos. Egypt says it's accepted Trump's invitation to join his Board of Peace. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu also said he's agreed to join the board after his office earlier criticized the makeup of the executive committee. During yesterday's press briefing marking his first year back at the White House, Trump highlighted his achievements and blasted the United Nations as he promoted his Board of Peace.
We just created the Board of Peace, which I think is going to be amazing. I wish the United Nations could do more. I wish we didn't need a Board of Peace, but the United Nations, and you know, with all the wars I settled, the United Nations never helped me on one war.
Another topic expected to be brought up in Davos is Greenland. Speaking on the sidelines of the forum, Swedish Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson says Europeans are willing to beef up security in Greenland and across the Arctic, but, quote, we will not accept to be blackmailed.
We are responding in a very sincere and serious way. We would like to come back to serious talks and how we cooperate even closer. But Denmark needs to have the lead on those discussions because this is Danish territory.
Federal prosecutors subpoenaed top Minnesota officials, including Governor Tim Walz. It's part of an investigation into whether they obstructed law enforcement. Minnesota officials are trying to stop the federal government's immigration crackdown. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports Iran has threatened retaliation if the U.S. uses force.
Iran's foreign minister has issued a direct threat against the U.S., warning of retaliation if attacked. This comes after Tehran's crackdown on protesters and as a U.S. aircraft carrier group moves toward the Middle East. Abbas Araghchi made the threat in an opinion article, blaming armed demonstrators for the violence. Videos from Iran show security forces targeting unarmed protesters. The death toll from the protest has reached at least 4,519, according to US-based activists. More than 26,300 people have been arrested, with fears of executions coming amid the ongoing tensions. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More on this story at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Milo's Pro Rewards members, go big during Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Buy more and save more with up to 20% off job site essentials like primed finger joint boards when you spend $3,000 or more. Plus, get up to 25% off PVC DWV pipes when you spend $250 or more. Shop Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 123. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.